So there's so many lessons that I would do with people who are struggling with chronic pain. But some of the lessons that I would start with are ones that relate to calming the nervous system down. And so we have this thing that Moshe Feldenkrais came up with, which I think is quite ingenious. I think many of us agree about this, called the bell hand. And the bell hand as an image no longer works. Like, nobody rings a bell anymore. So I call it more like the jellyfish hand. And if you just hold your hand up for a moment and you just notice and look at it, you know, you look at your five fingers, and then you look at the center of your hand. Now, my interpretation of this lesson is that we're going to begin to activate the center of the hand. We're going to begin to activate the center of the hand, and the fingers are kind of light and soft. They're not particularly held tight, so that we could begin to bring the fingers a little bit towards each other and a little bit open. But what we don't want to do is this grasp. We don't want to fold all the fingers on top of each other. We want the soft, super quality. Now, at home, you could lie down on the floor and do this. But if you're sitting in a chair, for you, I would suggest that you sit back and really rest on the chair. So as you are sitting, maybe your hands are on your thighs. If you were lying down, your arms would be down by your sides and your palms would be down. And think about or sense into what is your dominant hand. What is your dominant hand? So my dominant hand is my left. So I'm going to work with my left hand, but most of the world is right-handed. So you will want to use your right hand if you're in that group of people. And begin to just notice how your hands rest on your thighs, your dominant hand compared to your non-dominant hand, and how your wrists rest. And then just on the dominant hand side, begin to imagine there's a string tied to the back of your wrist, and that someone pulls that string up towards the ceiling, and it begins to bring your wrist away from the leg, but the fingers still touch, and then someone lowers the string and the hand opens, and it comes back into full-ish contact with your thigh. And again, the string is lifted up and the fingertips come towards each other. They just slide on the material, and then string is lowered. Now you can begin to just do this in a slow, rhythmic way. And so find your own pattern of letting the wrist softly rise towards the ceiling, the fingertips stroking towards each other, and then the wrists lowering and the fingertips stroking away from each other. Kind of pay attention to the center of that palm. It's not that we push to extend the fingers. It's not that we squeeze to bring the fingers together, but that we just feel that there's a quality of closing in the palm, the center of the palm, and then a quality of opening. And as you continue to do that movement, if it's pleasant for you, continue to do that movement. You could then let your fingertips come a little bit away from the fabric, and then it lowers back down, the fingers open. Now, many people will begin to notice that their breath is starting to sort of synchronize with the movement. It's not important whether that has happened for you or not. It's only important to kind of take a moment to notice. So be quiet so you can notice that. And of course, if it has synchronized, it could be that You breathe out when the hand is coming up and away, and you breathe in when the hand comes down back into contact, or it could be the opposite. Choose one of them, one that seems pleasant to you to use for the breath. And perhaps you can begin to imagine that you are some kind of like sea creature that's getting ready to sort of travel across the ocean floor. That might be a pleasant image for you. And if not, you can choose something else. Now, the next time that the hand is off, begin to turn it towards your body, but continue to open and close in the same rhythm. And when I say open, I just mean the center of the palm opens a little bit, and then the center of the palm closes a little bit. And let the hand come in front of your belly, and just let it make that motion. Now touching your belly, touching your abdomen. And then let it begin to travel up the terrain of your body, the front of your body, as you open and close. So you're learning now to keep the same rhythm, easy breath, and add some complexity to the movement. You'll lose track of it. You'll pause. And you'll come back when you're ready. And you can let the hand travel up and down the front of your body as it does this small rhythmic opening and this small rhythmic closing. You could even let it travel all the way up the front of your body. And it could even come up the side of your face into your hair and kind of mess up your hair a little bit. And this is a motion that many times we would have had a loved one do against our hair. Maybe you have a hairstylist that you love when they massage your head. But this isn't a harsh massage. It's just like a little funky hair tussling, isn't it? More like that. And then you could come back down through the side of the face, through the front of the body, front of your body, across your belly, back to your thigh when you're ready. And then you just make the motion a little bit smaller, a little bit slower, until it's really more like just an echo in your sensation than an actual movement. And then let it come to a pause. And just feel your breath, feel your bottom on the chair. Your eyes are still closed. Just notice the ease that maybe that brings for you in the eyes. And perhaps this has just invited a small amount of calming to you, a beginning place from which we could learn to do more with this movement or other movements in a way that allows you to slow down and take time, and that shows respect for yourself.